I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A U.S. official tells NPR that Israel launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. From Tel Aviv, NPR's Rob Schmitz says the news follows reports of explosions in central Iran.
Iran's state news agency IRNA reported a military official in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, Brigadier General Mihan Dost, is saying loud sounds heard east of the city were the sound of air defenses intercepting what he called a suspicious target, and that no damage was reported in the area. The news comes after a senior U.S. official told NPR that Israel conducted missile strikes in Iran. Iranian news has not reported any such strike and has concluded the sounds reported near Isfahan were the interception of one or more drones. Israel's military has not yet responded to NPR's request for comment. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed on social media that there is no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Rob Schmitz, NPR News. Tel Aviv.
The U.S. has vetoed a Palestinian request to the United Nations Security Council to be recognized at the U.N. as a full member state. Palestinians currently have a non-member observer status. Linda Fasulo prepared this report.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood cast the U.S. veto. He said that full U.N. membership for the Palestinian Authority needs to be the outcome of direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Israel's U.N. ambassador said if adopted, the vetoed resolution would have harmed any chance of future dialogue. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Observer maintained that full U.N. membership would be important for achieving peace in the region.
Linda Fasulo reporting. Jury selection resumes this morning in the New York criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. 12 jurors and one alternate have already been chosen. Two previously seated jurors were dismissed. That includes one woman who expressed concern about her identity being revealed. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports that concern is similar to others in an Atlanta area trial where Trump was indicted last summer.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has granted jurors anonymity. Even so, one has asked to be excused after the media disclosed her employer. People connected the dots, and she worried safety concerns could affect her impartiality. Last year, Fulton DA Fani Willis moved to shield future jurors' identity in her Trump case. In Georgia, those names are usually public. Pete Skandalakis with the Prosecuting Attorney's Council said courts must find balance.
We owe it to our citizens to figure out how it is we can keep the open court system and yet protect the interest of the citizens.
In New York, the judge has now barred disclosing jurors' employers, lamenting the loss of someone who he said would have been a good juror. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The House is expected to vote on a group of foreign aid bills over the weekend. Some Republicans don't want aid for Ukraine, and a faction of Republicans is angry at House Speaker Mike Johnson for spearheading the legislation. They want him to step down from his job. Performers at Disneyland and California Adventure are hoping to unionize. As NPR's Madeline Del Barco reports, the workers have filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to join Actors Equity.
Calling themselves Magic United, a supermajority of the 1,700 eligible Disney resort performers in California are taking a step toward forming a bargaining unit in the union to get higher wages and better working conditions. They say Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth for those who dress up as beloved characters.
Many of my castmates suffer from permanent injuries, are told that they are replaceable, and are left unpaid when rain disrupts our shifts.
Courtney Griffith is a Disneyland parade performer, like her mother once was. She says they'd like union protection.
If Disney movies have taught me anything, it's to speak up when you see people being mistreated.
Actors Equity already represents performers at Walt Disney World in Florida, on Broadway, and on tour across the country. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
News reports say that big tech company Apple has pulled two social media sites from its app store in China. The sites are WhatsApp and Threads, owned by social media corporation Meta. Reuters news agency reports Apple pulled two more foreign messaging apps, Signal and Telegram. Apple says the Chinese government ordered it to remove the sites. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.